You are listening to the Career Lounge podcast, hosted by career and executive coach Ada Ofonri.
Hi, everybody. I hope you're having a wonderful day. My name is Ada Ofonri, and thank you for joining me at the Career Lounge, where we talk about all things careers, business, and entrepreneurship. So, today's topic is why you need to stop sharing your dreams with family and friends. A bit of a hot button issue, I'd say, and one that I have essentially kind of learned the hard way about. Now, any entrepreneur would tell you it can be quite challenging to put yourself out there, right? It takes a lot of mindset work, a lot of personal development. You know, oftentimes you're not sure if what you're going to do will work, and a lot of times what you're going to be trying, you've never done before. So it takes a lot of will to essentially push through. But I put it into a group, a Facebook group that I was part of for other female entrepreneurs. And the consensus was essentially, you know, you can love your friends, love your family, but you are the expert in your specific field. And sometimes they can't see the vision that you have, and they don't have the breadth and depth of knowledge and exposure in your particular area of expertise. And also, when you're going through a process of evolution or expansion, they're so accustomed to seeing you in the way that you were that it's difficult for them to reconcile that person with the person that you're becoming. As opposed to maybe clients and fellow colleagues who may not necessarily know you in a personal capacity, but recognize and respect your expertise and can see the value that you're bringing to the table. So I get to speak to people in my line of work as a career coach who are looking to transition. One of the areas that they find most agonizing is explaining their desire for a change to their friends and family, particularly when they have all the external trappings of success, right? If they have a good salary, they're well regarded, they might be in a senior position and have, you know, all sorts of benefits associated with their job and respect that comes from being at the top of your game. And yet they find it unfulfilling and they want to pack it all up and they want to do something else. And oftentimes it's the people closest to us who struggle to understand that. But, you know, I think fundamentally you have to be true to yourself. You're the only one living your life. You've got this one life to live. And so, you know, you've got to really dig in and take steps that are true to you, that are authentic to you, and that contribute to your happiness. So I've got a few tips based on my experience that I'd like to share. The first is that it's really important to invest time and effort and resources into developing yourself. I think it's important that you're reading books, you're listening to podcasts, you're watching videos, you're going on courses, you're surrounding yourself with new information so that you can continuously evolve as an individual. And I think that the more you do that, the more you gain confidence in your ability to be able to perform things which might have been beyond your scope at some point, right? You evolve as a human being. The second thing I'd say is it's important to always kind of hone in on your motivations and your why. Everyone recognizes the famous book, Start With Why, by Simon Sinek. It's really important that you are clear on your motivations and what your purpose is. And for me personally, I felt a really strong calling to serve other people who were struggling with the identity that they had built up as someone's daughter or sister or wife or mother, the sort of pressure they felt as a member of their society to be in particular careers. I felt a real calling to offer a place to say, actually, you don't have to bear all of these burdens or titles or expectations if you don't want to, right? It's important that you really kind of follow the path that makes sense to you as an individual and that fulfills you, and you make room to hear yourself so that you can really identify your calling and you can serve those that you've been put on earth to serve. Because I believe that we've all been put on earth to serve, and we've all been put on earth for a purpose. And so it's important that you keep seeking that out. Otherwise, it's difficult to ever be fulfilled. And I strongly believe that. The third thing I'd say is to surround yourself with positivity, right? My personal favorites are listening to podcasts and books and videos by Joel Osteen. I love Brendan Burchard. I love Marie Forleo. I love Kerry Green. Those are some of my favorites. And there are many, many more that I listen to. But I think it's important that, you know, you have your go-to mentors, inspirations, thought leaders that can help to basically change your mood or change your perspective or challenge you and inspire you in some way, shape or form. Sometimes you need to kind of take it beyond yourself and what you're thinking internally and what the people around you are saying. And I find that when I listen to any of these people or read any of their books, it really kind of gives me something to think about, and I love that. The other thing I'd say, if you find yourself in this situation where, you know, you're kind of being doubted by close friends or family, is to really take the time to find networks where people share similar goals and ambitions to yourself. I know that I've found incredible solace within networks for female entrepreneurs. It's been amazing being surrounded by other women who share the same desire to serve in a capacity that's unique to their skills, their experience, their values, who share the same fears and concerns that I do, but have the same ambitions and desires to succeed as I do as well. So it's been wonderful to have that group, and they exist in all forms. I think it's important to really kind of put yourself in that position, because not every day is a good day. And when you have those bad days, it's important that you can dip into some of these networks and have others lift you up. Finally, I'd say that it's important that you keep striving and you have clear-cut goals and you're consistent every day with effort towards your goals, because ultimately, nobody is going to accomplish those goals for you. So if you find yourself feeling deflated or disappointed because of the reaction you've gotten from sharing a dream that you have or a goal that you have or a win that you've had in your business, then you can do any of these things. You can ensure that you're working on yourself, that you're very clear about what your motivations are, that you have your external mentors that you can pull from when you need to, that you're surrounded by people in networks that share similar ambitions and dreams and goals to yourself, and that you can keep your promise to yourself to keep working hard, to keep striving, to keep reaching for your ultimate goals. So I hope that's kind of helped. And this is not to say that every family member or every friend is unsupportive, because there's some lucky people who have exactly the kind of support that they need in order to push forward. And I think it's important to kind of acknowledge that. This really is a message for people who, you know, have family and friends that love you, but they just can't connect with what your dream is. They might not see it as important. They might not see it as relevant, or they might just not get it, right? And so I think you owe it to yourself to basically position yourself so that you can keep moving towards your goal with support, and you can get external support from all the various ways that I've suggested earlier. So I'd really be interested in your thoughts, your ideas, any comments, any questions that you have. I'd definitely love to welcome you to free Facebook group where we continue the conversations after each podcast episode. The Facebook group is called Career Lounge. So if you haven't joined the group already, please do come and join us on Facebook. And for any additional information about the work that I do, you can check out my website at aleofonry.com. So thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day and see you at the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Career Lounge podcast with Ada Ofonri.
Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave a review. To continue the conversation, please join us at the Career Lounge Facebook group.